Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and coming up in about 9 days, April 26th, right here in Baltimore, Maryland, it will be UFC number 172, and the man at the helm, none other than Dana White, joins us right now on the radio. Dana, thank you so much for coming on. I have to say, before we get going here, how cool it is for someone like you in your position to do local radio when a fight comes to town.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I appreciate the support, man. And obviously, we've never been to Baltimore, but this thing sold out so fast, and I'm excited. I can't wait to get there.
That makes me really happy to hear. What, about 14,000 coming to the Baltimore Arena in downtown Baltimore on April 26th, Saturday night, a late night for us here on the East Coast. Such a quick turnout. Could you see yourself coming back here if things go well?
Hell yes. I mean, things already went well. I mean, we sold out. We'll definitely come back to Baltimore. I'm really excited about it.
All right. Well, there's going to be those coming to town locally, and this is a big UFC town. That's obviously clear. But for those maybe on the fence who are just hearing about this now, we got a pretty diverse audience here who are thinking about purchasing the fight on pay-per-view, and maybe they're not all that familiar even at this point with your product. What would be your pitch to them?
First of all, if you've ever seen the UFC on television, it's great. It's exciting. It's fun. It's whatever. But Baltimore, if you've never been there live, I'm telling you, it is the most exciting live sporting event you will ever see. The energy, the buzz, you have to see it to believe it. And especially when you have a card like the card we're bringing there. The main event for the light heavyweight title, John Jones and Glover Teixeira. Glover Teixeira hasn't lost a fight in, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. The guy's on a crazy, like, 18-fight win streak or something like that. Has incredible knockout power, and many people believe John Jones is one of the greatest ever. Phil Davis and Anthony Johnson are on the card. Luke Rockhold and Tim Boesch. Jim Miller and Bobby Green. Max Holloway and Andre Feely. I mean, the whole card is stacked with great fights.
And for you, going back to, I guess, maybe what should have been the first question here, it's whatever research you did about choosing Baltimore paid off with the sellout and the buzz around town for this. But why Baltimore in the first place?
Well, it's a market we haven't been to. It's a big sports town. It makes sense. And thank God we were right.
I would say. And I cover the Ravens pretty closely. Obviously, John Jones' brother played for the Ravens. Now he's moved on to Indianapolis. But John Jones came to the facility with the Ravens a few times, talked to the media. He's such a charismatic guy. And just looking at, and I was in Las Vegas last week, and I didn't go to the boxing fight, but just the hype going into that. And John Jones and his charisma compared to some of the fighters that boxing has these days, it's night and day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, one of the things that attracted me to the sport were the athletes. I mean, these guys are really smart. They're great guys. They're normal people. And obviously, they go in and they put on a great performance every time they fight. So yeah. I agree with you.
Dana White joining us right now on WBAL. And, Dana, if you don't mind, I want to ask you about just the overall business model. You're doing local radio here. You're coming to town for this. Rarely does the head of a sport necessarily go to every single market where there is an event. I know that was always the original plan, but even with the success of UFC, have you ever thought about taking a weekend off or not necessarily hitting every market?
Well, here's the reality. At the end of the day, I'm a huge fight fan, so it's not like it's tough for me. We just did Abu Dhabi. I was in Quebec last night. I'm in Orlando today, and I'll be in Baltimore next week. And then I don't know where the hell I'll be after that, but I'll be somewhere. But I love it, man. I love the fights. The fights in Quebec were awesome last night. The Fox card that's happening this Saturday night is going to be unbelievable in Orlando. And I'm very excited about the Baltimore card, too.
What about forcing the best fights to get Teixeira and Jones together and just forcing your guys to absolutely take on the best candidate in a fight? That press.
Yeah, I think that one of the reasons John Jones is looked at as one of the greatest fighters, you know, probably ever in the light heavyweight division is because this guy had to go through murderer's row. I mean, he fought nothing but the nastiest 205-pounders in the world. And Teixeira's the next one, and after him is Gustafsson. I mean, John Jones's schedule is not pretty. It's the who's who of the light heavyweight division, and when you do stuff like that, it just it's so much better for the fighter and his legacy.
Dana White joins us right now on WBAL. And Dana, in prepping this interview, you go online, you Google UFC. There are some people out there that will say, well, a lot of the stars have left the sport recently. Way back, Chuck Liddell, Anderson Silva, maybe, George St. Pierre. If to all those naysayers, what do you say back to them about the, I guess, farm system of stars coming up?
Let me tell you what, people have been naysaying me since the day we bought this company. I've been hearing that stuff for 15 years, man. You know, it's you always hear that. I heard the same thing about the NBA when Jordan retired and when this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't listen to any of the negativity. Everybody said, what's going to happen to the UFC when Chuck Liddell retires and Matt Hughes? They've been retired for years now. What's going to happen when George St. Pierre goes away? The 170-pound division has never been more exciting than it is now. This is a professional sport, and like all other professional sports, it's a young man's game. And people end up retiring, and life goes on.
The metrics of pay-per-view and coming to a place like Baltimore and selling out an event like that are off the charts. What's the finish line for your product?
The finish line for me is, I mean, when we got into this thing, we wanted to build a sport. And by building a sport, it means the same people play all over the world by the same rules, and that's what we've been doing. We've been going, a lot of people probably don't realize this, but the UFC is in 175 countries and territories in 23 different languages in over a billion homes worldwide on some form of television. We are the largest pay-per-view provider in the world, and still growing.
Amazing. And Dana, just thinking about that boxing fight with Pacquiao and Bradley last weekend, what will be the comps compared to pay-per-view purchases between what UFC 172 will do in Baltimore compared to the HBO pay-per-view with a boxing fight last weekend?
Well, it depends. Obviously, the two biggest stars and the two biggest pay-per-view giants in boxing are Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. And I actually heard that the Pacquiao fight did very well. So, you know, depending on the fight, you know, we're in the same ballpark as what they do.
Incredible. Dana White with us.
Yeah. These guys fight twice a year. You know, Floyd will fight once, Manny will fight once. We have, you know, four fights a month.
And that really is the best part of the product, in my opinion. And it's also more accessible in a non-pay-per-view format. I mean, to me, that's the draw.
I became a big boxing fan because, you know, when I was a kid, ABC's Wide World of Sports used to have the fights on free TV, and, you know, all my uncles used to watch it, so I ended up becoming a big fan of boxing, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to bring big fights back to free TV and like what's going on in Orlando this weekend.
Well, Dana White, I really appreciate you popping on. Very cool of you again to do that. Best of luck here in Baltimore. I hope you see a lot of great hospitality. Actually, I know you'll see a lot of great hospitality here in town.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
That's Dana White, the president of the UFC. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.